This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome. I hope that you're well. This is Morning Devotions. Yesterday morning, I said that Psalm 23 is one of the greatest Bible passages. And I think that there are many people who can recite 23 Psalms. Psalm 23, use it as a great comfort to them. Maybe you've learnt it in Sunday school or you've heard it. The first verse says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And I want to this morning take a few more verses. It says in verse 2, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters." Well, we do need ourselves time to stop and rest. Some doctors say that we suffer from what's called hurry sickness as we try to cram in more and more each day. We say faster is the way to go. Keep going. Don't stop. Well, that might be all right, okay, for a while, but the human body can't keep going at full pace without a cost. And unfortunately, some of us experience breakdown and physical sickness because we don't stop for a rest. But because God, my shepherd, knows me better than anyone else, he knows when I need to stop and rest, even if I don't realize it. And if I don't take responsibility for my own health and well-being, there's ways that God will make me stop. And that can be disastrous. It can be sickness or a collapse of some kind. Couldn't that be the body's wisdom that God has given, reminding me that I'm only human and we do some silly things sometimes to ourselves? But the sheep, here we just go back to this animal, the sheep knows when to stop and rest. Now, I grew up on a sheep farm and I saw it for myself. If the sheep is tired from walking, they just stop and they lie down. They won't lie down if they're afraid or jumpy or hungry. So it's only when they're fed and feel safe, there's no threat or danger around them, that they will be at peace. You never see a sheep drinking from a rushing water stream. They seem to instinctively know that if the wool gets wet, they could fall in and drown. So that's why the careful shepherd leads them to quiet waters or still waters where they won't fall in. So David, who wrote Psalm 23, the same man who became King David, went on to say, "He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Now, sheep stray and the shepherd watches them and checks that they don't wander too far away. So God, my Father, is like that. He watches over us, all of us, to stop us from straying. And if I do, he comes after me and turns me around and restores my soul. Now, can you think of ways that he's done that already for you? "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," David said, "I will fear no evil, for you're with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." That's in verse 4. So traveling in the valleys were very dangerous, but the shepherd watched and protected them and rescued them, actually, if they fell. Today, we don't like talking about death, but we need not be afraid. The shadow of death is surrounded by comfort. A shadow can be an awful thing, but God is there to protect us. And David went on to say, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." That's verse 5. So God invites us to enjoy his presence every day. Anointing the head with oil, that was an everyday event in the Middle East culture. That was a sign of hospitality. And the final verse of this wonderful Psalm 23 says, "Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Here's this promise for the future. Because goodness and mercy are with me, then when I die, I will be in God's house. God's presence, his divine presence, is there forever. So nothing can separate us from God. And we can be something like what Isaac Watts said, "The sure provisions of my God attend me all my ways. May your house be my abode and all my work be praise. No more a stranger or a guest, but like a child at home." Thank you, Lord, for Psalm 23. It brings me such strength. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.